Well, sometimes it's hard to make financial sacrifices when the reward might not be seen for years down the road. But today, we want to talk about some of these situations where you might be inclined to take the immediate benefit, but you really should consider waiting for the delayed rewards. That's coming up.
It's time to heed the call for financial freedom. This is the Audible Advisor Podcast with Spiros Vassalakos of Athenian Private Client Group.
Welcome into the Audible Advisor Podcast. I'm Ben George with Spiros Vassalakos at the Athenian Private Client Group. Spiros, how are you?
Very good, Ben. Just enjoying this warm weather that we're having here down here in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, very good. I know the weather's been nice. It's always nice in Tampa most of the year, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Minus the hurricanes when they come through, obviously, but hopefully we won't see much of that this year. But we got a good show today. I mean, when you talk about delayed gratification, Spiros, that's what financial planning and retirement planning is all about, right?
Yeah, you know, listen, we tell people all the time, you know, at the end of the day, what you want to try to do is, you know, it's important that you try to plan for as much as you can. And, you know, as time goes on, you start to see the gratification of, you know, the time, the planning, and all the due diligence that we've done, for our clients, and they see the benefits. And, you know, again, it all really comes down to patience, and, you know, not really, you know, panicking when the markets are, you know, aren't going in a direction that we want it to go to. It's a long-term gain. I tell people, you know, it's not a, you know, it's not a race, it's a marathon. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, just hang on for the ride, and we'll make sure that we try to get you as closest to success as we can.
Well, whether you're close to retirement or already retired, these are things that are so important. So no matter where you are, this is going to be a good episode for you and hopefully help you out and give you some things to think about as you're planning. And again, if you have questions for Spiros, log on theaudibleadvisor.com or you can call 727-754-8418. All right. So I have eight different times when you might think, all right, let me just take the immediate benefit right now, but why you should probably wait. So let's start off with that 401k match. I know depending on what time of the year it is, you might need to free up a little extra money. Spiros, is easy to turn off that contribution, that automatic contribution for a month or two. I'll make it up on the back end, but anytime you pass up that match, even if it might give you a benefit up front, it's going to pay in the long run.
Yeah, it does pay in the long run. You know, I always tell people, look, the most important thing when we're putting a plan together or we're doing a cash flow analysis, really, I always tell them, you know, making those contributions and not skipping the contributions, you know, really gives two benefits. One, as you make that pre-tax contribution, which is important, that actually minimizes your taxable income. But the other thing is, you know, we want to try to make sure that you're contributing as much to make sure you're taking advantage of the employer match. You know, again, that employer match is not included in the overall limit that you're allowed every year to contribute into your 401k. And if you're over the age of 50, it's even better because now you have that catch up too that you can actually add on to it. So we try to encourage our clients, even if they're, you know, a millennial. I mean, you know, if you look at, you know, all that money that you're contributing and all the taxes that you're saving, you know, you're giving less to Uncle Sam, right? And you're putting more away for your retirement. So, I mean, that's a huge benefit. So we do encourage that.
Well, it kind of takes me into my second thing here because taxes are a big part of immediate benefit versus the long-term reward. And you want to talk about tax planning with your clients because you're trying to save them money when it comes around tax time and retirement. And one spot where that happens quite a bit is people will often save to tax-deferred accounts because they can see that tax savings on their next bill when it comes time to pay the IRS. But when you're saving towards those accounts where you pay the taxes now and take the gains in the long run tax free, that can have a very powerful impact.
That does. I mean, the unfortunate part is that, you know, a lot of people are making over the what we call the Roth IRA limits. And so, you know, it is great for like a young millennial, you know, who's making, you know, I'd probably say less than, you know, $110,000 a year. If they're doing that, I mean, they can really make that contribution and we encourage that. You know, once they go over those levels, then we start telling them, you know, now, you know, unfortunately you can't contribute to the Roth, but you still contribute to that 401k, which again, we encourage the maximum on that. But yeah, you know, when they retire and they see all that tax-free money, It's great. And I tell my clients, if you haven't done it, that's okay too, because we can start talking about Roth conversions, right? And, you know, we work with clients and we have a tool that we have that we can actually, you know, let people know, hey, if a Roth conversion is the right thing for you, we're going to let you know. It's going to help us make that decision. Sometimes a Roth conversion is really not worth doing. I mean, especially if you're at a low tax bracket, you know, there might not be a benefit there. There might not be a savings, that is what we would say. So, but, you know, again, tax-free is always better than tax-deferred, but, you know, again, it all depends on your situation.
It's nice to have that money come in tax-free in retirement, but if you have questions and maybe want to see if the Roth conversion makes sense for you, you can always give Spiros a call, 727-754-8418. Now, a couple situations here where I think we're all guilty of this. You have a little bit of liquidity. It's very tempting to tap into it. The first example of this is an emergency fund. We know this is for an emergency, Spiros, but oftentimes we can justify, hey, this is maybe qualifies as an emergency. Let me pull a bit of money out of this, but can get you in trouble.
The only time I tell people to start pulling money out, again, if it's a necessity, we do see a lot of our retirees that use the money for out-of-pocket expenses. Obviously, you know, Medicaid and Medicare don't really cover everything. So, you know, the out-of-pocket expenses normally come out of that emergency fund. You know, for our clients who are a lot younger or still working, you know, we encourage that, you know, if you're going to use that emergency fund, we're using it to pay down debt. I mean, obviously, we don't want to pay the high interest rates that we're seeing right now in credit cards. So the more we can pay down that debt, the more discretionary income you're going to have, the more you can put away maybe towards maximizing your 401k or even putting more money away into a Roth IRA if you're eligible for it.
All right. The other example of this, too, is cashing out a retirement plan a little bit early, right? So you have your 401k, your IRA, you have that money in there growing. You had it earmarked for retirement, but maybe a big expense comes up. You want to hop on a midlife crisis, or you want to do a renovation, or a big expense that comes up and you think, well, I'll just pull a bit of money out of this early. What can it hurt?
Well, listen, the good thing about 401ks is if you're contributing to a 401k and you're currently working for the employer, there is a loan feature to it. So you're allowed up to 50% of the loan of the value of the 401k. And so we do encourage if you are deciding to do that, then you can. Now, what people don't know is with non-retirement accounts is if you have a portfolio, there is a secure type loan that you can actually leverage off your portfolio if you're looking to purchase something at a short term and then, you know, put the money back in. So, you know, I'll give you an example. We had a client that was purchasing a home. They wanted to pay cash for it. They called us and said, hey, you know what? We're going to pull the money out of the brokerage account, you know, and we said, well, look, if you do that, you're going to get hurt in two ways. One, obviously, you're going to have to pay taxes on all the capital gains that you're going to have, right? So, you know, and the second thing is that, you know, if the market's down, right, then you're not going to be able to take advantage of the upswing, right? And so you're going to have some losses there as well. So what we do is we actually leverage the portfolio and we do a short-term secured loan for the individual, and then they're able to use the money as needed. This individual did use it, and within a year, they were able to pay it back off, and they were able to keep their positions and holdings, you know, intact, and they didn't get hurt tax-wise, and they didn't get hurt when the market actually started to increase.
That's a great story and a great example of why you work with an advisor, right? Because it might seem obvious, well, the money's here in this account. Let me pull from here, use that. But there might be much more efficient ways to go about that that can really benefit you over time. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's important that's why we encourage financial advisors and their clients to work together with their CPAs, right? So we work with a lot of our client CPAs. So whatever we do on the tax side, because we're not tax advisors, we can help plan, you know, to minimize taxes. But when it comes to tax advice, we encourage, you know, having the client work with us, with their tax advisor to help them make sure that we're not hurting them in any way or increasing in the next tax bracket. So it works well.
All right. Well, this next one is one that I know that I've been dealing with, as with having a water heater that had a couple issues during the winter months. I'm putting it off as long as I can, but delaying home maintenance and upgrades, while it's going to save you money right now, it can also be costly in the long term if you have to fix more things because of it, or, you know, you might actually give more value to your home when it comes time to sell it by doing these little things along the way.
Listen, I always tell people, if you're going to upgrade your home and you're going to renovate it, just make sure that that renovation that you're putting the money into, you're doing it and you're going to be in the home for a long period of time. Obviously, you know, for every dollar that you put in, you hope that the value that you put into the home, that you're going to at least break even and get that money back, right? But, you know, here in Florida, we've seen a tremendous growth. And, you know, so a lot of people, rather than purchasing a new home, they've done a lot of renovations on their home. And the good thing is that their home values have actually increased. So if they were to sell their home, most likely, you know, pretty much they're going to get back what they put into it, if not more. But there are certain areas in the country that, you know, unfortunately, you know, where people have migrated to other states and they've left that state, property values, and we're seeing this now, property values are starting to come down. So, you know, you just want to be very careful. Make sure you're talking to your financial advisor, your tax advisor. That's important too, because you can take out a home equity loan out of there. But what you need to know is that interest rate is actually not a fixed rate. It's a variable rate. So if rates go up, like what we've seen in the last couple of years, unfortunately, your payment's going to look a lot higher. So you want to make sure you'd be able to afford that expense.
All right, we're talking about delayed gratification and its importance in retirement planning. And this next one's a big one. When I think about delayed gratification, Social Security immediately comes to mind for me when you think about income and retirement, because a lot of people feel like, I want to take it as soon as I can. I want to turn it on, whether they feel like the benefit might run out, they want to start collecting, whatever the reason might be. You could be right, but there's also a lot of benefit many times in waiting.
You know, we have that question all the time. We have clients that come in and say, you know, is it better for me to take it at 62, at retirement age at 66, next year is going to be at 67, or should I wait until I'm 70? Well, it all depends, right? You know, we do an analysis for them, and we show them, hey, if you take the money out at 62, here's what it's going to look like. But if you took it out at retirement age, full retirement age, there's going to be an increase there. And if you can wait until 70, actually, you're going to see a bigger increase, right? What people don't know is that, you know, if you decide, once you start taking Social Security, right, and you start working again, part-time, full-time, you know, a lot of that Social Security actually is going to be taxable. So, you know, people don't understand that, and there are certain levels, and the charts do change every year depending on what you make. And, you know, the unfortunate part is that, you know, a lot of people depend on Social Security as their income. 30% of their income today comes from Social Security. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you have to take money out at 62, you have to do it. But we try to encourage to, you know, try to wait it out as long as they can. And then at least up to age 65 when you start collecting Medicare, so that this way they don't have that, you know, a larger additional medical cost. So, you know, but at the end of the day, it really all depends on the situation.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just assume that you need to live a long time to make it worth it to wait, but that's not necessarily the case, right? You don't have to live to 90 to make it worthwhile to wait a few years on your Social Security.
No, you know, and the funny part is that, you know, when years ago, and, you know, even somewhat currently, a lot of financial advisors actually, when they do a retirement income plan, they look at the longevity. And so what I tell people is that, look, you can look at the longevity, but as you get older, you start to slow down and you start to say to yourself, well, I can't do these things now that I wanted to do, and I wish I could have done them when I was younger. So what we do is we do an analysis and a plan for them, just to say, look, if you start spending money today, as long as you stay within these guardrails, you're going to be okay. Okay. And so if you want to take that extra vacation, or you want to, you know, maybe do something else and use that money for other things that where you're going to enjoy it, we prefer that you enjoy it now than later on when you're going to have some regrets.
All right. Got a couple more here I want to run by you. And health is the next one. We talk about health and the importance of having that in retirement to truly be able to enjoy everything around you and everything that you've worked so hard for. So a big part of the delayed gratification here is that people will often skip just regular checkups, right? Preventative care as they're getting older, because they feel fine. They don't think anything's wrong. But catching things early and going through these checks every year, and however, you know, however often you need to, that your doctor recommends, can really help you out over the long term, not only be healthy, but also save you money for possible health expenses.
Listen, I always tell all my clients, you know, health is wealth, right? So if you don't have your health, you're not going to be able to enjoy the wealth that you've accumulated. I'm going through this with my dad right now. You know, he doesn't like to go to the doctor, right? But when he does go to the doctor, you know, it's always something new, right? And so, you know, he sometimes, you know, look, he's 86. Sometimes he forgets to take his medication, right? So, you know, that's one of the big things. So when you don't take your medication and you wind up in the emergency room, or you wind up going to your doctor, and then, you know, then it gets worse. So, you know, it's really, really important to now that you're, if you're younger, and when I say younger, you're at 40, you know, I tell people whatever you put in your body today, it's going to affect you later on, whether it's good or bad. So, you know, at the end of the day, just, you know, keep yourself in great health. But for those who aren't in good health, you know, it's very, very important to make sure that you don't procrastinate and that you make sure you go to your checkups when you have to and you listen to your doctor.
Yeah, it's so easy to cheat on those meals when you know you shouldn't, or have something that you know that's not worth it. But over the long term, it's important to have your health, and you can truly enjoy your retirement. All right, Spiros, last one for you. Working with the wrong advisor. Now, you might think, well, what does this have to do with delayed gratification? Well, when you work with an advisor, you build a pretty good relationship with that person, more than likely, right? You enjoy their company. You probably enjoy them as a person. But if you know there comes a time where it doesn't make sense, it's not a great fit for you financially and for what your goals are and where you're trying to get to in retirement, it's tough to have that conversation now. But having that conversation and during that tough back and forth to tell them, hey, I'm going to move on, might be difficult now, but you can get the benefits of it later on.
You know, it's a great question, because we recently just had a couple that moved down here from Florida, and they were actually living up in the Northeast, and, you know, they actually came to one of my educational workshops, and they came to a complimentary one-on-one session with us. And one of the questions that did come up and concern was, look, we live in Florida. Our financial advisor lives in the Northeast. But, you know, he's at a retirement age. And one of their concerns is, well, you know, is he going to continue, be able to continue with, you know, the changes, or, you know, has he checked out? And so, you know, it was a very, they wanted me to help them to have that conversation with him. And, you know, they mentioned, you know, they did say to me, said, look, we have a great relationship with the advisor. You know, he's done great with us, but this is one of our concerns, and we just really don't know how to handle it. You know, look, at the end of the day, you know, I always tell people, look, you really got to do an analysis on, you know, your financial advisor. If they're doing the right thing for you, and you're comfortable and you trust them, and they're communicating with you, then there really isn't no reason to change the advisor, right? Other than maybe just to get a second opinion, just to make sure that, you know, whatever they're doing, you know, it's into your best interest and it meets your investment objective. But for this particular client, you know, that was one of their concerns. And so we did, you know, we said, look, you know, go up, do your annual review with them. You know, see what he's, you know, what he's recommending. If he says, you know, status quo, I would tell you that, you know, maybe you need to make some changes. But, you know, then you can gauge it from there. And then once you see what's, you know, how he presents himself and how he answers, then you may ask him, say, look, you know, how many more years do you think you have in the business? You know, cause we live in Florida, you're in the Northeast, we're not going to be up here anymore. And so see what he tells you. But at the end of the day, it's the toughest conversation you can have, the toughest. But, you know, you got to make that choice. And, you know, sometimes you just got to really, you know, really pull that trigger and make that decision.
Yeah, I'm sure oftentimes you can feel it, right? Whether it's if it's not the right fit, you can kind of know it. And ultimately, it's your money, right? So you need to make the best decision for you and your family moving forward. So appreciate that story as well, Spiros. Well, if you have questions, we encourage you to call 727-754-8418. You can also log on theaudibleadvisor.com, find all of our shows there, plus get in touch with Spiros that way as well. And if you want to learn more about the educational workshops, because you have those going on all the time, Spiros, is that correct?
All the time. We have them every month. We do them locally. We do it at a college here in Trinity, Florida, and then also in a city here in Newport Richey. And, you know, we get a really good turnout. You know, couples come, and we do get some, you know, we work with, you know, widowers, divorcees, couples, retirees. And they do come for the information. Obviously, it's for educational purposes, but, you know, they do take advantage of the, you know, the 1 hour session that we offer, which is complimentary. And then hopefully, worst case scenario, they come out with some great, great information, but, they truly enjoy the time. And so I love doing it. And I believe people should be educated and involved in their financial success.
Great. Well, if you want to check one of those out, we encourage you to give a call, 727-754-8418. But hopefully you take away from this episode, sometimes it's better to wait, right? Delayed gratification. We teach kids this early, but sometimes it's hard to stick to it as adults too. But hopefully these are some examples of why it's so important. Spiros, thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you very much.
The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. All investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to consult with a tax professional before implementing any investment strategy. Investment advisory services offered through Singe Advisory Group, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.